Welcome back, guys. DGS and Came Wax going to play some Half Wits with Hancock and Kelly. Although the score sheet says Rach, Andrew, MK, and the Stork. So
the big S.
So if you listen to the DGS, you know what Half Wits is. But if you don't, it is just a trivia game with a couple of add-ons. In the first round, we have the boof, which means that if you buzz in with your name, and let's say I ask a question and John Hancock doesn't know the answer, but he's really sure that Andrew doesn't know it, he can protect himself by buzzing in and sending it over to Andrew.
Ah.
And if that happens, you get his points as well.
Nice.
Then in the second round, we have the double boof, where if you do that, he can either send it right back to you or he can send it to one of the other players. So,
all right.
Pretty good game, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the only fruit with seeds on the outside?
Michael.
Yeah.
Strawberries.
Bam.
Oof. Nice.
Wow.
See, that's how quick it happens.
That was impressive.
I know.
Who is the villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Rachel.
Yes.
Cruella DeVille.
Who I thought was hot as hell. I like the mean women, what can I say? Like, she's going to kill that puppy. What is the name of the city that SpongeBob SquarePants?
Bikini Bottom.
Good.
Man.
It moves quick.
Mm-hmm.
It moves quick.
Wow.
In which country is Timbuktu actually located?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Thailand.
No, sir.
Michael.
Yeah.
Boof.
Oh, you can't boof once someone has
buzzed. That's an illegal boof.
Oh,
yeah.
That's okay.
India.
You lose a point for a bad boof.
Nope. India.
The answer is Africa.
Okay.
Africa.
The stork would never.
Africa's not a country. That's a continent.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I'm going to give you points for that.
Well, wait a minute.
Sit down, Halfwit.
The other thing
this is very arbitrary.
Yeah, sit down, Halfwit. Yeah.
Guys, the other thing is if you complain, Dave is known to maybe take away points.
Yeah. I'm not complaining.
Yes, he has full control over the point system.
Fine. So. All right. Fine. Halfwit.
The art of Kung Fu was originated from which country?
Andrew.
Yes.
China.
Sorry, Africa. China is correct.
Oh.
Quasimodo is a fictional character from which novel?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Very good.
I knew that.
So you got to be quick.
All right.
You got to get control because you can do this. You can go Hancock.
Yeah.
Then you can take a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Then you can decide what you want to do.
Okay.
What is the name of the first woman pilot to fly across
Hancock. The That's old, what's her name? Amelia Earhart.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. One for the stork.
It is indeed what's her name.
I get this now. Go ahead.
In which state did the Salem witch trials take place?
Hancock.
Yes.
That's Salem is in Massachusetts.
See, we've created a monster now. What is the name of the main vampire that Bella falls in love with? Rach.
Edward. Cullen. I hate that I know his full name.
In the Twilight series, correct.
Wow, Rachel likes Twilight. Wow, I don't even know what Twilight is.
I did read the books.
All of them?
I don't think I read all of them. I think I fell off by the end.
Because the last one came out in like 2014.
Yeah, I was definitely still a teenager.
You were like on this show.
Like, let me catch up with the Twilight series.
That was after my time.
In Greek mythology, who had snakes for hair and could turn...
Hancock.
I think Andrew got it.
Medusa.
Medusa, very good.
I almost said Methuselah.
That's the old guy.
Yeah.
There are four houses at Hogwarts.
Rachel. Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Slytherin.
That was all. It was just name all of them?
No, but she got the answer.
One of them was the answer.
That was impressive.
Thanks.
Was it?
Well, I mean, she's read all that stuff, whatever you call it.
All the Harry Potters.
Yeah.
In Annie, what is the name of her dog? That brought the room.
Andrew. Michael.
Yeah.
Boof.
That's right. Its name's Boof.
Boofing to Hancock.
Come here,
the
little
dog,
Boof.
His dog's name was, Annie's dog's name was...
Annie Jr.
Spot.
Close. Sandy.
That's right.
So that takes the stork down to 10.
How was that close?
Michael.
We'll start with S.
You got to be able to boof.
Yeah.
In 1986, John Hughes' film Ferris Bueller's Day Off was filmed in which city?
Hi, Andrew. Michael.
Michael.
Chicago.
Chicago, correct. There's a tie right now for the lead between Rach and Michael Kelly. Yeah. Where's the Golden Gate Bridge located?
Michael.
San Francisco.
Boom. In the lead single-handedly at 30. Who assassinated Abe Lincoln?
Michael.
Hancock.
That would be John Wilkes Booth.
So they said.
I don't think Hancock did it. I don't know.
Well, I did it. I mean, I didn't kill Lincoln, but yeah.
Well, he said, who killed Lincoln? You said Hancock.
Yeah. Oh, excellent point, Andrew.
Double points on this one.
Yeah.
What does the E stand for in Chuck E. Cheese?
Andrew.
Rachel.
Dang it. Entertainment.
Take it easy.
Wow.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
The point might have been excessive. I pointed at Dave when I said it.
What's the name of the company that published the Mario Kart video game?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo?
Nintendo is correct.
Nice.
Tied for the lead with Michael Kelly.
I know.
Who is the U.S. president during the 9/11?
George W. Bush.
Climbing right back up. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine?
Hancock. Michelangelo.
Three-way tie for the lead. It's the greatest game ever created.
I love
these two playing. This is the best.
In which year was Obama elected?
Hancock. That would be 2008.
He's scaring me. Uh-oh. let's just let him win and talk politics. What breed of dog is commonly known as a firehouse dog?
Hancock.
Think Andrew beat you on that?
Dalmatian.
Dalmatian.
Yeah. We pointed again.
I got to stop pointing.
What is the Loch Ness Monster's nickname?
Rachel.
Yes.
Nessie.
Sorry, they call him the donkey.
No, that is Nessie.
He's the stork.
Nessie is correct. What is the high school name in Greece that the Pink Ladies and the T-Birds attended?
Andrew.
Michael.
Alton High School.
Michael.
Is it Ridgemont High?
Oh, close. Rydell.
Rydell. Ooh.
Rydell High.
I hate to see that.
That was a different movie.
You hate to see
Fast Times at Ridgemont?
Yeah, you hate to see Michael lose, don't you?
Yeah. You hate to see it. It's just sad. Go ahead.
What year was the Declaration of...
Hancock. 1776.
And he's single-handedly in the lead with 40. Who is known to float like a butterfly?
Hancock.
Were you just
mumbling over there?
Well, I heard sounds from you first.
Yeah,
Muhammad Ali.
Yes, or otherwise known as Cassius Clay.
That's true.
We have Rach at 40. We have Andrew at 25. Michael Kelly at 30, and the Stork at 40. What popular candy was featured in the movie E.T.?
Rachel, Reese's Pieces.
Good.
Yum. Wow. Don't mind if I do.
The Netflix series Stranger Things take place in what decade?
Rachel, the 80s.
Very good.
80s.
The 1880s.
Oh, yes.
Where did the attack on Pearl Harbor take place?
Hancock.
Yes.
That would be Hawaii.
Very good.
I was going to say Pearl Harbor.
It's right there in the title.
Oahu, to be more specific.
Oh.
Okay, second round. Double boof is on.
Right. Oh, the double boof?
That's right.
Yeah, so if you boof someone, they can
return. You're taking a risk.
They can return the boof.
They can boof you right back.
Yeah.
Which famous artist painted the Mona Lisa?
Michael.
Michael.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Good.
DiCaprio. He started to say DiCaprio.
That was close.
It was.
Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch?
Andrew.
The Roadrunner.
Boy.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was first.
Yeah, we'll throw that one out. But you lose points for
jumping
in. What are the names of Harry Potter's two best friends?
Rachel, Ron and Hermione.
Sorry, Hodor and Milhouse.
It's really subjective, I think. You know, some people would really get their feelings hurt if they weren't Harry's best friends.
Harry Potter.
What is the French word for a woman?
Hancock.
Yes.
Mademoiselle.
No.
Andrew.
Hmm.
Dame?
No. Anyone else?
Elle?
Mm-mm.
Femme, as in femme fatale.
Right. Oh, okay.
Fine. Well, Mademoiselle's a woman.
We would have known that.
I think we want to.
Who wrote the novel Slaughterhouse-Five?
Rachel. I know this. I sure do.
Good enough.
Slaughterhouse-Five was...
I actually know it, since Rachel doesn't.
Member of the double boof, so...
Gosh, what's his name?
Oh, what's his name?
Oh, who's it?
He's out there right now.
Five seconds.
Books.
You should really know this name.
I know. I keep thinking Chuck Palahniuk, which is obviously not him. Sorry, right. Give it to Andrew.
Andrew?
Kurt Vonnegut.
Dang it.
Name's Kurt.
I know, it's my boyfriend's name. That's so stupid.
To be a universal donor, what blood type do you need?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
AB positive or something.
No.
Nope.
Not close.
It is or
Hancock.
Something.
Yeah.
O.
O is correct.
Just is it O negative or is
it's
it just
O,
straight
it's
O?
Just O. Just O. Oh, okay. You got the O and then you can give your blood to everybody.
The American football team Kansas City Chiefs are based in which state?
Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri.
Very good. How many people do you think know that?
Well, the answer is Missouri.
Well, when I was at the Republican National Convention, the Kansas delegation tried to claim credit for it.
Did they really?
Yeah, interesting.
Before I corrected
Bastards.
Them when they got to Missouri.
Interesting.
What is it called when birds fly south for the winter?
Andrew. Migration.
Good.
I said immigration.
Illegal migration. What planet in our solar system is the hottest? Double boof is on.
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Mercury.
Nope, Venus.
Ooh.
I would have said Mercury.
What is the name of the actress in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Michael.
Yes.
Andrew.
Audrey Hepburn.
It's okay. Oh. It's okay. It's all right.
It's all good. We caught it.
I'm giving Mike an extra 10 points for that one.
I think he gets to win just for going there.
I'm sweating, but we're fine.
We're good.
Oh, man.
It's all right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. This is
the first time?
I've actually seen Steve in the office here, too.
I'll say this. These games are intense. I have sworn twice on the air ever, and they were both during games.
Because it's, the song came to my mind, not her.
Mm-hmm. You have to govern yourself.
Audrey, here we go.
Okay, 50 for Rage, 50 for Andrew, my goodness, 50 for Michael Kelly, and 55 for John Hancock. Which poet wrote the iconic poem, The Raven?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, right.
All right, everything's worth 10 points, only about four more questions left. In what 1939 movie would you find the flying monkeys?
Rachel.
Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizard of Oz. Up to 65. Mm. Which English musician sings most of the songs in the animated Tarzan soundtrack?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Collins.
Seriously?
This is what she does.
Phil Collins.
This is what she do.
That's a great soundtrack. You should legitimately listen to it.
Okay.
You'll be in my heart.
Three questions. Everything's worth 20.
Okay.
What type of animal is Bambi?
Rachel. Hank. A deer.
Thought I had it with her over here.
Yeah. The cuteness really wears off, doesn't it?
Sorry,
really
I've been playing half a long time.
It's all like Harry Potter, Disney, and that kind of stuff that she knows. Yeah,
I knew Bambi.
Well, you don't want to hear this next one then, Michael Kelly. Which actress played identical twins in the 1998 movie, The Parent Trap?
I think she.
Okay.
First.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, go ahead and just spike that ball. Okay, well, there you go.
There we go.
With a score of 105. You guys can come back next week and play.
Oh,
now that you know how
it
works.
Can't wait.
325 DGS. You know what I was thinking about? Are there toy stores anymore?
I just heard Total Information AM was just talking to a local toy store. I can't remember the name, unfortunately, but
it's really sad if there's not, because I understand Amazon, I understand all that, but the magic, and I don't care whether you're a kid in 1895 or 2024, the magic of going into a toy store, not a Target, not a Kmart that has a toy section, a toy store with bikes and baseball gloves and G.I. Joes and whatever the current toys are. That's magic.
It is.
Every kid deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Bezos.
What was the stupidest toy that you guys got obsessed with thinking would be awesome and you were like, man, I need to have this?
It's not going
to
be as good as whatever you're thinking.
Mine was a grow a frog. It was a little tiny aquarium, and they would put like it kind of like sea monkeys. Like it was just a little tadpole thing that I don't even think could even grow into a frog.
That's what we used to say to each other when we're being pansies. Like, oh, grow a frog.
We're cleaning out the basement, and we came across a toy we got Johnny when he was little, and until you twist it, and it vibrates and bounces
around
the floor.
Yeah, bop it. Yeah,
yeah.
You twist it, you hit it. It's a game.
You bop it.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't have a battery in it, so I couldn't tell you what it did.
But, you twist it, you bop it.
It was a Christmas present one year, and it was really cool, and then you forgot about it. Let it go.
35 DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Heck of a show so far. I feel like I've lived several lifetimes. Beautiful day out there. Dave Murray joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. There are several toy stores in St. Louis.
Are there?
Several, yes.
Hmm.
One that comes to mind is Imagination Toys in Ladue.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's Andy's Toys.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they're out there.
Not having small kids, I don't think about it anymore. But,
right, right.
You know, you and I grew up in the era of, like, dime stores, like, you know, Ben Franklin and Woolworths, and we had McCrory's, which is a local one where you could get, like, they had a soda fountain. I know I sound a million years old, but it was just truly magic, so.
Oh, yeah. You remember Spicer's?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't have thought of it until you just said it, but yeah, I do now.
I mean, they had all kinds of stuff. All kinds of neat stuff.
And it's all relative. Whatever cost 50 cents back then would cost $5 now. But you could get pretty decent toys for your allowance. Like, you didn't need $10 or $20 to get a decent toy.
No. Right. Yeah, a slingshot. I mean, cheap.
Then again, great. I think we were easier to please. We weren't comparing the parachute guy you'd throw up in the air and he'd land with Mario Kart, you know?
God, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, kind of is. I was just walking by here at the radio station. We have a whole room of computers and these racks, rack after rack of all these different colored lights going off. And the engineers are in there and they're doing stuff. And it made me think, like, in this lifetime that I'm leading, I am the least technical guy. I can't put together a bookcase. I don't understand how anything works. I'm completely useless with computers. I have such respect and awe for people, and I am jealous. I would love, like, I learned about the law. I trained in the law. I know more about it than people who didn't, but I don't consider that the same thing. Like, Dave, are you able to, are you handy in that way? Do you have technical skills?
With computers, yeah, because I, you know, on the television side, 12 computers in the weather center.
Oh, my, yeah.
And so you... And most of the time, when I was developing, these things were brand new. You had to know how to fix them because nobody else did.
Yeah, you didn't have like an IT guy.
No, no. And so you would just, I mean, I think I've told this story there. In the very first graphic system, the engineers who you're supposed to call because it's a union job, mm-hmm. I'd say, okay, here's what you need to do. Open this up, pull this card out, stick it back in again. Just needs to be reset.
Yeah.
And they say, okay. And then after, you know, that was happening a couple of times a day. They finally, chief engineer came to me and said, look, it's behind the set. Nobody can see you. Mm. Just do it.
Mm.
Okay? Just do it. Because we're tired of doing it.
Was it pretty collegial between the union and non-union? Or was it, you know, that no one was kidding around?
No, it was good. It was. I'm sure I had some grievances filed on me over. You know, I don't know how thick my file was, but you know, when the chief says, "Oh, go ahead and do it," you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah,
you know, that's fine.
Rach, you consider yourself fairly knowledgeable about stuff mechanical?
Yeah, I have a bad habit of if I'm at work, just giving up because I know Andrew will fix it.
Andrew has
he's really good.
Yeah, Andrew is.
But no, I mean, I can handle my way like around a computer or a smartphone.
You ever thought about making the move into engineering?
I've thought about it. I don't. I think I'm in like a weird place where I know more than most, because you know I try to just not involve the engineers if I can avoid it. Not because there's anything wrong with them, but just because
they're not always here.
They're not always able to. And a lot of times, either just for preference or because there is something we need to do right away, it's like we want this fixed like now. So you don't always have time to wait 6 hours for the engineers to have time to get to it. So I feel like I know more than most people, but not enough to be like, you know, one of them.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Enough to get in trouble.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mechanically get in trouble.
Yeah, enough to be dangerous or whatever they would call that.
Dave, I need one of those specialized forecasts. Andrew helped me take my roof down from my Jeep yesterday because it looked like, you know, pretty sunny weather in the future. I knew that we'd have some rain because you talked about it. What are we talking here for the overnight in the morning?
Okay, this evening is fantastic. Just almost perfect. Low humidity. There's a batch of rain and thunderstorms that will come at us from the west-northwest, come out of really northwest Missouri, come right down the Missouri River towards morning. That is about a three-hour event, and as they get closer and closer to St. Louis, they will kind of outrun their boundary, and they'll start to weaken, but they should squirt across the St. Louis area, let's say from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. in that window. And there could be some heavy downpours of rain for some folks, but they will be dying. And then they get out of the picture. The question becomes, will there be redevelopment Saturday afternoon? I think the focus is going to be to our south. So the real prime time is going to be tomorrow morning. That's the best chance, early morning.
Okay.
And then after that, I think we're in pretty good shape. On Sunday, I still want to keep Sunday dry. I think any focus is going to be southern Missouri, not St. Louis, at about 81 degrees. And Monday is sunny and 78 for the high. Sunday night, we get into the 50s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
that's great.
Even if we don't stay there very long, that's a nice little respite.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what's always great about St. Louis weather. It's not like Texas where you have, you know, 500 days in a row of 100 plus. It's like, okay, we have some hot weather that, bang, changes for a day or two. It kind of resets everybody.
Isn't it amazing, too? I mean, I know that our country is vast. It is a big piece of land. But my niece lives in Dallas, and, it's a one-day drive. Like, it's not that far away, but the systems are just so vastly different.
Yes, it's not that far away, and it's really amazing. I mean, and look at Chicago, driving north to Chicago.
Yeah.
It's a world of difference.
Yeah, you're there in 4 or 5 hours. Okay, that's the forecast. Is that all you need to tell us?
That's it. Yeah, that's good enough.
Beautiful. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning that child drowning incidents are on the rise. Its latest report found an average of 6,500 non-fatal drowning incidents and 358 fatal incidents per year in the U.S. involving children under the age of 15.
I would love to see it broken down by where it happens. You know, if it's swimming pools or it's rivers or ponds or, you know.
Yeah, I don't have that information in front of me, but that is interesting data for sure. But they're just warning for parents to be extra vigilant because it's happening more and more. New data shows that college dropouts are on the rise, according to a new report published yesterday by the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. The number of students who aren't reengaging with college via re-enrollment climbed to 36.8 million in 2022. That's a 2.9% increase from the previous year.
Any explanations?
Doesn't give an explanation in the story here, but very interesting. The U.S. pulled a huge upset in a sport that no one in the U.S. watches. The men's cricket team defeated Pakistan to move to the top of the table in their debut at the T20 World Cup. It's kind of
cool. Amazing. That's amazing.
That really is. That's like us winning the World Cup kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Pakistan was ranked 6th in the world while the U.S. ranked 18th. I could get into the score and stuff, but I don't really understand the rules of cricket.
I've not tried very hard, but I've watched it a little bit, and it's so nonsensical for someone who was not brought up with it.
Brett Kavanaugh is going to revisit everything that happened in 2018 in a new memoir. He is writing a book to be released in 2015 or 2016.
How stupid are these people? Let it go, Mr. I like beer. I drink beer. Like, just
you won.
Yes, I'm so offended by blatant stupidity. You won. You barely won. A lot of people think you should not be a Supreme Court justice. Your colleagues are taking free stuff from billionaires. One of them is hanging, you know, MAGA flags outside. Keep a low profile. Shut the hell up and just do your job. Got a little riled up there.
The Full House home is hitting the market for $6.5 million. The San Francisco Victorian home was used for exterior shots in the ABC sitcom. Anybody else watch Full House? I loved it when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
But if I tried to watch it now, I think I would probably.
I was forced to watch it all.
Oh, Phoebe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Probably the worst, cringiest show ever to be on television.
Full House?
Oh, my God, yes. The worst. Now, I get it why little kids like it. Yeah. That makes sense.
I loved it, and I had a crush on Uncle Jesse.
What a shock.
He wore leather jackets, and he played the drums, and it was John Stamos. Come on.
He was in the 90s. Bad boy.
All right, my final story here. Paris Olympics organizers unveiled an Eiffel Tower display. This is really cool. It's the 5 Olympic rings mounted on the Eiffel Tower as the French capital marks 50 days until the start of the Summer Games. Each ring is 30 feet in diameter and is made of recycled French steel.
I'm completely not engaged in this, and I need to be. I've always loved the Olympics, so I need to re-engage the way I've kind of re-engaged with baseball.
Yeah, and I feel like the Summer Olympics are the fun Olympics, too.
I agree.
I mean, the winter ones are cool, but the summer is like, these are my Olympics.
Have a great weekend, Dave.
You too.
It's 3:45, brought to you by Fira Capital Management.
She was a woman, but she was another man. Welcome back, 3:52 DGS. Happy Friday. Dave Murray says it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous night tonight, so go eat on a patio or something like that. Speaking of eating on a patio, George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine will be here at the top of the hour. And speaking of food, fast food news, Rachel.
Absolutely. Let's talk about our friends at Hardee's first. You can get a free 3-piece chicken tenders at Hardee's today, June 7th, June 13th, and June 18th. Because of the NBA Finals, they're celebrating good sportsmanship between players and fans by offering My Rewards members, Hardee's My Rewards members, a free 3-piece order of hand-breaded chicken tenders on June 7th, 13th, and 18th. Just download the app, sign up for My Rewards, and visit your local Hardee's during the promotional period. No purchase is necessary.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool. Arby's 5 for $5 classic roast beef sandwich deal returns this month. This is something that has been sorely missed if you are a 5 for $5 lover. This was first introduced more than 3 decades ago, and it's back again for a limited time, just in time for National Roast Beef Day on June 12th. And it'll be available from June 10th through 16th when you order through the Arby's app or Arby's.com. So there's a theme here. You got to have the app. You got to be online, but you can get these special deals.
Still never had it.
Never had Arby's ever?
I'm a big celebrator of National Roast Beef Day, so I'll have to bring in 5 roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
I will, the next time we have like a late start or something, I will bring you in some Arby's because I'm close to an Arby's.
What,
I'll get you
what
some.
What one item would you feature?
The beef and cheddar.
Yeah, big beef and cheddar. That's the one.
Yum, yum.
So Arby's gets a bad rap because Arby's for a while was in particular, it was The Simpsons that started picking on it, just kind of arbitrarily, or maybe one of the writers didn't like the Arby's. But they would make fun of Arby's, and that led to Arby's sort of culturally a like, you know, a cultural sense of like,
it's like on Sideways when they made fun of Merlot.
Yeah, and then suddenly people were like, I don't drink Merlot. And so that happened with Arby's, and that's totally unfair because Arby's is yummy. They got the meat.
One more story here before we have to take a break. IHOP is shaking up the pancake game with a new pancake of the month. Orange cream pancakes made of buttermilk pancakes topped with vanilla mousse, orange sauce, and whipped topping.
Nope.
You don't want it?
IHOP, they're dead. They're done.
Yeah, they're dead to me.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't want it. I just like pancakes. You can't improve on pancakes.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of whenever they're like, and then we put a bunch of ice cream on top. Like, I'll just eat the pancakes.